Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 16, Tape A, Side 2. Dialogue Review. Sans, what you just listened to was in narrative form, we'll now cover it once again for review, but this time as a dialogue between two individuals. Almost all of the content will be gone over once again, but not necessarily in the same order, nor will the details and facts necessarily be the same. See if you can follow the conversation. At the end, there will be a free translation in English. This is a narrative about an American studying Chinese in Beijing. He meets a young Chinese woman in the park and they become acquainted. Begin.
对不起, 我跟你说一点中国话可以吗? 我想练习练习我的中文。可以可以,你说的中国话很好,你是在哪儿学的? 哪里哪里,您太客气了。我说的不好,太慢。谢谢你,我先介绍自己,我是美国人,我姓安,叫德森。 我的美国姓是Anderson 您贵姓?
我姓赵,我叫美丽 我也会说一点英文,可是说得不好 How are you today?
哎,你的英文很好 我叫你美丽行不行?
行,好极了,我也用英文叫你的名字 你的英文名字是什么?
我的英文姓是Anderson, 我的名字是Bob。
那么Bob, 你的中国话是在哪儿学的?
我在美国学了几个月, 我是在加州国防语言学院学的。 在那儿学了九个多月，后来我就到北京来了。现在我在北京语言学院里继续念中文。太好了，你们每个星期念几课书？ 我们平均每个星期念两课，每个月念八课。 可是这个月我们念得少,只念了五课。为什么呢? 因为学校上个星期开了一个星期的运动会,所以我们就没上课。那太好了,你来到北京已经有几个月了? 我来了五个多月了。 我们在这五个月里已经念了差不多30课了。可是我们用的那本书还有一半没念完呢。从你来到这个学院开始学中文的第一天起到现在，你们有没有实习活动? 我们去了一次。 是上个月去的。你们到哪儿去了?
到城外头去了吗?
对了,我们到城外头的一个电器厂去参观去了。哪个电器厂? 第二电器厂,那个工厂很大,工人很多。对了,
我知道那个工厂,我也去过几次, 你们是怎么去的?
我们是坐车去的, 我们去的那天, 老师早上就告诉我们,在第三节课以后,先吃午饭去, 然后在教学楼前边集合。
你们是几点钟在那儿集合呢?
一点钟，我们那班同学到那儿集合的时候，校车已经来了。
啊，你们是几点钟出发的？
一点一刻，同学都到了以后，我们就上了车，坐下了。可是有一个同学太喜欢睡觉，他来晚了，差一点儿没能去。
后来怎么样？
后来他1:20才来，开车的关了车门就出发了。
从学院开到工厂一共走了多少时间？
走了差不多1个钟头，因为开车的开得很慢。
啊，对了，在北京开汽车都是很慢，因为街上的人太多。
车走得慢不要紧，我们学生都非常高兴，因为可以看街上的人，街两边的楼房。
到了电器工厂怎么样？
我们到了工厂的时候，门前边有一位在那儿站着，他是负责同志，我们大家下了车，他就欢迎我们。
你们到工厂里边以后，有招待会吗？
有，那位负责同志先介绍自己，他姓马，后来他就给我们介绍了几位工人代表，他们几位非常客气，请我们喝汽水和啤酒。
后来呢？
招待会完了以后，那位负责同志马先生就给我们讲了工厂情况，讲了差不多20分钟。
他讲完了，你们到哪儿去了？
去参观工厂，参观了差不多2个钟头。
那位负责同志讲的时候是用中文还是用英文？
用中文，可是我们都听懂了，所以大家非常高兴。
你们是几点钟回到学院去的？
差不多4:30才回去的。走的时候，我们老师代表我们谢了他们负责同志跟工人代表的招待。
你们下次到哪儿去实习活动，你知道吗？
还不知道，老师还没告诉我们。对不起，我现在得去上课去了，再见吧，下星期见。
再见，慢走，慢走。
And now the translation. Excuse me, may I talk a little Chinese with you? I would like to practice my Chinese.
Of course, you speak Chinese very well. Where did you learn it?
Not at all, you're too polite. I don't speak well, I speak too slowly. Thank you. Let me first introduce myself. I am an American. My surname is An. I'm called De Sun. My American surname is Anderson. What is your honorable surname?
My surname is Zhao. I am called Mei Li. I can also speak a little English, but I don't speak it well. How are you today?
Wow, your English is very good. May I call you Mei Li?
Sure, that would be great. I'll also use English to say your name. What is your English first name?
My English surname is Anderson. My given name is Bob.
In that case, Bob, where did you learn your Chinese?
I studied it in America for a few months. I studied at the Defense Language Institute in California. I was studying there for over 9 months. After that, I came to Beijing. Now I am at the Beijing Language Institute, continuing my studies in Chinese.
That's marvelous. How many lessons a week do you have?
On the average, we have 2 lessons a week, 8 every month. But this month, we learned fewer. We only studied 5 lessons.
Why was that?
Because last week, the school held an athletic meet for a week, so we didn't go to class.
That's great. How long have you been in Beijing?
I've been here over 5 months. During these 5 months, we've already studied almost 30 lessons, but there is still half of the book that we're studying, which we haven't covered yet.
Beginning from the very first day that you came to the institute to begin studying Chinese up to today, have you had any field trips?
We went on one. It was last month that we went.
Where did you go? Did you go outside the city?
That's right. We went outside the city to visit an electrical equipment factory.
Which electrical equipment factory?
The number 2 electrical equipment factory. It is a very big factory with a lot of workers.
That's right. I know that factory. I have been there a few times myself. How did you go there?
We went in the school bus. The day we went, in the morning, our teacher told us that after the 3rd period, we should first go and eat our lunch, then gather in front of the classroom building.
What time did you gather there?
At 1 o'clock. When our class of schoolmates gathered there, the bus was already there.
What time did you depart?
At 1:45. After all our schoolmates had arrived, we got onto the bus and sat down. However, there was one fellow schoolmate who likes to sleep a lot, and he came late. He almost didn't get to go.
What happened later?
Later, he didn't get there until 20 minutes past 1. The driver closed the doors and we set out.
From the institute to the factory in all, how long did it take you to go there?
We traveled for almost an hour or more, because the driver drove very slowly.
That's right. In Beijing, cars are driven very slowly, because there are so many people on the streets.
It didn't matter that the bus went slowly. We students were extraordinarily happy, because we could look at the people on the streets and the buildings alongside the streets.
What happened when you reached the electrical equipment factory?
When we got to the factory, there was a person standing in front of the door. He was the responsible comrade. When we all got off the bus, he welcomed us.
When you got inside the factory, was there a reception?
Yes, there was. That responsible comrade first introduced himself. His name was Ma. Then he introduced several worker representatives to us. They were all most polite. They invited us to drink sodas and beer.
Then what?
After the reception, the responsible comrade, Mr. Ma, lectured to us on conditions in the factory. He lectured for almost 20 minutes.
Where did you go when he finished talking?
We went to visit the factory. We looked around for almost 2 hours.
When the responsible comrade lectured, did he talk in Chinese or English?
He used Chinese, but we were all able to understand him, so all of us were extremely happy about it.
What time did you go back to the institute?
It was almost 4:30 before we went back. When we left, our teacher thanked the responsible comrade and the worker representatives on our behalf for their hospitality.
Where are you going next for your field trip? Do you know?
I still don't know. The teacher hasn't told us yet. I'm sorry, but I have to go now and attend class. Goodbye. See you next week.
Goodbye. Take your time. Go carefully.
End of dialogue review. Build up sequences. There are no new terms apart from those introduced in this lesson. However, you'll hear a new usage for the word bien or biar, which appears in qian bian, meaning in front of or preceding. Other uses of this word bien will be introduced again in lesson 21. However, it will help you to know that this word is, for the most part, interchangeable with the ending localizer to, which you learned in lesson 6. In other words, qian to and qian bian are the same. Hou to and hou biar are the same. In this exercise, you will hear liang biar, in this case meaning both sides. It appears in the expression jie liang biar, both sides of the street, or on each side of the street. This usage is an exception, since liang to and liang biar are not the same meaning. Liang to means both ends, whereas liang biar means both sides or edges. You will have other usages of to, meaning end, in later lessons. But for now, just remember these two are not interchangeable. You will also hear the word 什么的 at the end of a sentence. It means etc. or and so on. As usual, this exercise will be in narrative form. One sentence at a time, then a new sentence added. Only the added portion will be translated initially, but a full translation will follow at the end of each segment. There will be a total of 5 segments. Then the entire narrative will be repeated. Segment 1. Begin.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文。
We are studying Chinese in the Chinese Department of the Defense Language Institute. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文。现在已经学了差不多4个月了，可是还得念差不多5个月才能念完。
We have already studied for almost 4 months, but we still must study for almost 5 months more before we can finish our studies. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文，现在已经学了差不多4个月了，可是还得念差不多5个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第3本，差不多快要念完了。This
book is the third one we have studied, and we've almost finished it. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文。现在已经学了差不多4个月了，可是还得念差不多5个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第3本，差不多快要念完了。不过我听说还有4-5本书，我们还得念呢。But
I hear there are still 4 or 5 books we still have to study. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文，现在已经学了差不多4个月了，可是还得念差不多5个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第3本，差不多快要念完了。 不过我听说还有4-5本书，我们还得念呢。每本书平均有6课，每课也都有考试。Each
book has an average of 6 lessons, and each lesson has a test. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文。 现在已经学了差不多4个月了，可是还得念差不多5个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第3本，差不多快要念完了。不过我听说还有4-5本书，我们还得念呢。 每本书平均有六课，每课也都有考试。我们平均每个星期念两课书，所以平均每个月念八课书。
We study an average of two lessons each week, so on average we study eight lessons a month. Repeat and add.
我们现在在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文，现在已经学了差不多四个月了，可是还得念差不多五个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第三本，差不多快要念完了，不过我听说还有四五本书我们还得念呢。每本书平均有六课，每课也都有考试。我们平均每个星期念两课，所以平均每个月念八课书。上个月我们念的少，只念了六课，因为学校开运动会了。
Last month we studied less. We only studied six lessons because the school held an athletic meet. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文，现在已经学了差不多四个月了，可是还得念差不多五个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第三本，差不多快要念完了，不过我听说还有四五本书我们还得念呢。每本书平均有六课，每课也都有考试。我们平均每个星期念两课书，所以平均每个月念八课书。上个月我们念的少，只念了六课，因为学校开运动会了。这个运动会开了差不多一个星期，所以老师和学生都不必在教学楼上课。
This athletic meet was held for almost a week. The teacher and students did not have to go to the classroom building to attend classes. Repeat and add.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文，现在已经学了差不多四个月了，可是还得念差不多五个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第三本，差不多快要念完了，不过我听说还有四五本书我们还得念呢。每本书平均有六课，每课也都有考试。我们平均每个星期念两课书，所以平均每个月念八课书。上个月我们念的少，只念了六课，因为学校开运动会了。这个运动会开了差不多一个星期，所以老师和学生都不必在教学楼上课。我们那班同学都高兴极了。
All of my classmates in our class were extremely happy. Now the entire segment repeated. Begin.
我们在国防语言学院的中文系里念中文，现在已经学了差不多四个月了，可是还得念差不多五个月才能念完。这本书是我们念的第三本，差不多快要念完了，不过我听说还有四五本书我们还得念呢。每本书平均有六课，每课也都有考试。我们平均每个星期念两课书，所以平均每个月念八课书。上个月我们念的少，只念了六课，因为学校开运动会了。这个运动会开了差不多一个星期，所以老师和学生都不必在教学楼上课。我们那班同学都高兴极了。
And a full translation. We are studying Chinese in the Chinese Department of the Defense Language Institute. We have already studied for almost 4 months, but we still must study for almost 5 months more before we can finish our studies. This book is the third one we have studied, and we've almost finished it. However, I hear there are still 4 or 5 more books we have to study. Each book has an average of 6 lessons, and each lesson has a test. We study an average of 2 lessons each week, so, on the average, we study 8 lessons a month. Last month, we studied fewer lessons. We only studied 6. This was because the school held an athletic meet. This athletic meet was held for almost a week, so both the teachers and students did not have to go to the classroom building to attend classes, and all of my classmates in our class were extremely happy. End of Lesson 16, Tape A, Side 2.